Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 25th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow your head. Let me pardon, thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. And we're looking for peace. Ask you to bless the court with your wife and your children, and all of them. Ask you to bless all the local citizens, all those in the city, and the state, and move out of democracy, and the citizens of your community, and the nation of your own. I pray for those people who you chose for us, you and them, children out of the way. I ask you to bless the children of your own. I ask you to bless the peace of our neighbor.
Amen.
All right, we'll go a little bit out of order today, and we will begin with item C under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Luther D. Miller for 16 years and 5 months of service to Jefferson County Precinct 4 and wishing him well in his retirement. Do we have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. All right, under juvenile probation, we have one item to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Elaine Madol for her 32 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under maintenance, Beaumont, we have one item. A, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Salvador Barbosa for his 27 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Maintenance Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Barbosa, would you like to come up here, Sal? And Commissioner Arnold has a resolution that he'd like to read.
Be it remembered at the meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court held on this, the 25th day of January 2016, on a motion made by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Senegal, Precinct 3. The following resolution has been adopted. Whereas Salvador Sal Barbosa has devoted 27 years of his life to the service of Jefferson County, and whereas Sal has worked with the county as a utility maintenance worker in the Jefferson County Maintenance Department, and whereas known for his service to the citizens of Jefferson County, Sal has served the past 25 years as a relief for the switchboard operator. And whereas known for his service to the community of Jefferson County, Sal has been a volunteer and is a lifetime member for the YMBL Young Men's Business League for the last 18 years. Whereas known for his friendliness and good nature, Sal won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. And whereas after his distinguished career, Sal has chosen to embark on a much-deserved retirement. Now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Sal Barbosa for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Jefferson County Judge Brannick and all four of the county commissioners. Sal, I personally have some information about you over the years. I just want to say from my 10 years here at the county, I won't say anything bad. I won't embarrass you, I promise. Now, David might, but I won't. I would like to say that you'll be departing us. Anytime I ever ran into you in the halls or whatever, you always had a very positive attitude, a can-do attitude, always very courteous, I think, to not only employees here, but citizens as they were in the courthouse. And for that, I commend you. I commend you for going on and retiring and spending some time with your families. I understand you got a couple of up in the north central part of the United States, and yeah, in California. It's going to be cold up there, so you may want to wait till the springtime, but anyway. best wishes to you and your family and your friends, and we will miss you here at the courthouse. So with that, I congratulate you.
David, Mr. Knight.
For all you single ladies watching this on live TV or on the Green broadcast, Sal is an eligible bachelor, by the way.
Judge, I want to say one thing. Sal, before you go, it's hard to replace a public servant and the person that we consider you a public servant for what you do. But not only that, you did 18 years with the YMBL. That shows a value to our county, and we want to make sure we put that forward. We thank you for all the service you do for us. God bless you and have a wonderful vacation.
Also out of order, under County AgriLife Extension, item A is to receive and consider a presentation by Dr. Dale Fritz, PhD, District Extension Administrator of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, to introduce Mr. David Oates as a candidate for the vacant position of Jefferson County Extension Agent. Dr. Fritz. Commissioner.
Judge, it's liaison for AgriLife. I'll make the motion that we accept the recommendation of Dr. Fritz and accept David as our new ag agent for the Commissioner of Horticulture.
Thank you, Commissioner. We are, because of the open meeting back, we're going to need to post that for next Monday. But we will get on the agenda for next Monday. We'll visit about it afterwards, Ms. Joyce, and we'll get it on the agenda to bring it before Commissioner's Court on Monday. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for coming on, Dr. Fritz. All right. Moving to items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve execute receiving file change order number 3 for the Jefferson County Courthouse Mechanical and Safety Upgrades Phase 5 with N&T Construction Company, Inc. for an increase of $24,945 for the addition of pre-action fire protection coverage in rooms 050 and 061, replacement and repair of additional termite damage window seals and base, and addition of slab fill-in, bringing the total contract amount to $4,619,253.10, up to $4,644,198.10. That doesn't change the number of working days or the original scope of work or the additional carpentry restoration services portion of the project. Item B is to consider and approve software licenses and service agreement between SunGuard Public Sector, Inc. and Jefferson County in the amount of $106,040, an annual maintenance fee of $2,544. That's in accordance with the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and City of Beaumont for the sharing of resources and costs for the implementation of a computer-aided dispatch system at the Sheriff's Office, which was approved by this court on January 19th of this year. Item C is consider and approve an interdepartmental transfer of a 2000 Chevrolet pickup truck from Roden Bridge Precinct 2 to the airport, as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider and possibly authorize County Judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, City of Nederland, and the Nederland EDC regarding the development of airport property. Do we have a motion on that item? Mm-hmm. Moved by Commissioner Weaver. I'll second it.
Judge,
discussion?
I want to make sure that I put on the table. I think that we all on the same page. The count in this fund, in this project over there, the county's expending no funds. I think that's what it was when we first talked about this, even in the early stages of developing that, that the county wasn't to spend any funding on it. I want to make sure that we got that perfectly clear and everybody was on the same page with it.
Just for clarification so the public knows what we're doing here, Nederland EDC and City of Nederland, who we've had a wonderful relationship with and worked very well with, and we appreciate their enthusiasm and Mr. Queer's hard work on soliciting retail establishments for location on the airport frontage property. The FAA mandates that owners, units of local governments in the state of Texas who own airport property use their best efforts to develop those so that it's a source of income for the airport property, and all the money that is generated off that has to be used at the airport, because we receive substantial FAA airport improvement grants out there that run into many, many millions of dollars. But in this case, what happens is the Nederland EDC is agreed to advance up to $2 million for infrastructure improvements on the highway frontage and service road frontage of Highway 69. which would include electrical, water, sewer infrastructure that would allow the construction of retail establishments that would generate long-term income for the airport property. The EDC would be paid back by getting a percentage of the revenue from the ground leases and ad valorem taxes generated on the property until they are paid back, because they intend to utilize that money to incentivize the location of business establishments out there on that property. And so we certainly thank the city and the EDC for the wonderful and forward-looking work that y'all are doing out there.
Now, Judge, just to echo a couple of your comments, I look forward to seeing some movement out there and seeing some development out there. It's something that's been talked about for quite some time. It's my understanding that the EDC has some projects that are ready to move forward with LOIs, so I know the court and the rest of the county would be interested in seeing that move forward, and hopefully this will become a reality.
As a matter of fact, the city for the county is not even going to contract for the construction of the infrastructure improvements. The EDC is going to do that with the input of the city and county engineers and stuff to make sure that we do it up to spec. Any other questions?
So, Judge, just to reiterate, the county itself will not be out any out-of-pocket money for this project, for the infrastructure to be developed. The reimbursement for the EDC funding up front will be from property taxes, ad valorem taxes received after the property has been developed.
Is that correct? The percentage of the lease payment and ad valorem taxes will be generated at this property.
And currently this property is not under tax for any generated
correct.
Any tax.
Correct. Yeah, we have market analysis of the lease value.
Mr. Rupp, and you've passed along this information for the county attorney to review and receive.
Well, since we, I guess, rescinded the agreement we had with the previous property development, developer. That's totally off the table now, so we're not in any kind of breach to reach out to any other developer to potentially give them the opportunity to bring in tenants.
That's correct. I'm certain that Mr. Queer would be more than happy to discuss with you development opportunities.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Judge. But he has been dealing directly with a number of
Judge, I wasn't going to say anything. Mr. Queer, can you answer a question real quick? And I know it's a free market, but I want to make sure that, and I'm not part of the negotiations, but there was an article in one of the local newspapers that saying some of the tenants may be some that's in Central Mall. I know it's private and confidential on some of the negotiations, but I just want to be make sure we're not being part of the trade. If they come on their free will, that's fine. But I don't want to be part of a vote to compete with Needland and Port Arthur on their businesses, tax dollars. Thank you. That's all I need. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item B is regular county bills, check number 416536 through 416732. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider reappointing Commissioners Eddie Arnold and Don Rayo as the primary and alternate voting members of the Jefferson Orange Hardin Regional Transportation Study Planning Committee. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county to execute amendment number one to the agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Department of the Army and Sabine Nature's Navigation District of Jefferson County regarding the Jefferson County Shoreline Feasibility Study. Item C has previously been covered. Item D is to consider and possibly approve creating a no-through truck zone on the following roads in precincts 1. East Lane, Main Lane, Shady Lane, and West Lane. Via addendum, items E and F are to consider and possibly approve exempting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department from paying for security for a public hearing to prevent possible law and regulation changes related to hunting and fishing, with the meeting being scheduled for March 2nd, 2016, in the jury and paneling room from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And item F is to consider and possibly approve an amended order prohibiting... No, we're going to table that item. Yeah. Okay, do I have a motion on items A, B, C, and E? Probably next week, Commissioner. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Mr. Reeves. Item B, discussion. Officially, what we discussed in
any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve commercial property insurance removal with Berkshire Access effective February 1st, 2016, an annual premium of $1,060,048, which is an 8.6% decrease from last year's premium. Item B is to consider and possibly approve boiler and machinery insurance removal with Hartford Steam Boiler effective February 1st, 2016, an annual premium of $11,227, which is an 8% increase from 2015. Item C is to consider and possibly approve an excess workers' compensation liability insurance renewal with Colony Insurance effective February 1st, 2016 at an annual premium of $162,480.15, which is a 2% increase from 2015. And item D is to consider and possibly approve the government crime insurance renewal with Great American Insurance Company effective February 1st, 2016 at a flat annual renewal premium of $4,600. Lastly, item E is to consider and possibly approve the brokerage service agreement renewal with McGriff, Siebels, and Williams effective February 24, 2016 and a flat annual renewal premium of $24,000. Do I have a motion on those items under risk management? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a second? Second. Okay. Discussion, Commissioner. All of them. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I second it. I think that completes most of our agenda. We are under district attorney and announcing an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation immediately following our adjournment of Commissioner's Court. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Well, Election Day is right around the corner.
Everyone
voting starts soon, right, Ms. Gidron? February 16th, last day to register to vote is
February 1st.
All right.
Have a great one, Sal. All right, if there's no further discussion, we are adjourned. Thank you.